I always think this must be both the greatest moment and then there's that postpartum feeling of having reached the pinnacle and then the business of winding down. Do you feel that?
Not so much just because he gets to retire, but I don't. Like, so I'm still working, but it's been a whirlwind for sure. It's just more like, did that happen? Or was that someone else? Like, it just hasn't sunk in yet. So it's very surreal still.
And it's a different way of being public. I mean, you're a public professional. You spend all day long under the gazes of other people, but it's not quite the same of having to come in and create a personality instantly.
Yes, yes. Luckily, he has all the personality. He walked into everything like he owned the place. So that definitely helped for me.
Now, I know you started in juniors. Were you always interested in hounds?
I started with sporting dogs. This breed just found their way. And the second I started working with them, I fell in love with them. And it's just that independent nature that, you know, they're funny and frustrating and hard-headed and silly and all the things that I just find very endearing.
How did the breed find their way to you?
I worked for Clint Livingston and we had a bitch at the time named Charmaine. She just hung the moon. I just absolutely loved her and she just sucked me in. And then we had one after that. And every single dog, I was just like, this is the coolest breed. And then when I went on my own, I had a chance to get one and it happened to be Donna Moore and Donnie. And they just were like, okay, go, let's do it. And I just got my choice of whatever dogs we wanted to get and started breeding some beautiful ones. And it was just one of those teams that were just fantastic. Everything just fell together with Gavin and Sarah and Donna and Donnie. Everyone just worked together so well. This was just the highlight of it, obviously, but it's been years, almost 18 years with Donna, over 20 with Gavin. So it's just one of those things that it all worked together at the same time to get that moment.
This was a deliberate part of your breeding program then?
Yes, yes. Yeah, definitely, definitely. Gavin bred him, but I knew I wanted to incorporate him because he goes back to one of our really old dogs that we had here. So it ties the pedigree all back in.
One of the things that happened that night was I was standing next to Eddie Zook and he was saying, I think possibly to Gavin before they pulled him into the photo shoot, I'm not just interested in individual dogs, I'm interested in lines.
Yes. And that's the thing is that his pedigree, he has so many dogs from both of our lines. It's the combos that we've been working together for so many years to get to this dog. Everything just worked out the way it needed to work out and just all happened so fast. And you believe in them so much and to actually have others just be blown away. I mean, he just gave the performance of a lifetime. He just didn't put a foot down wrong. He absolutely showed his little heart out and it was so exciting because he just had such a good time. Like he was there for it. I haven't watched it yet because I'm just like, what if it's not as good in my head?
I watched it last night and of course I cannot ever do this without tearing up. You get to that moment.
Yeah.
Because yeah. You know the ending. You'll enjoy it because you're looking so much more attentively because you know the ending. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is I know this breed, but I know it from the hunting field.
Correct.
And I had this question all set up and then you sandbagged it because in the hunting field, they are exactly the same. They are hard-headed and goofy and distracted. And yeah. So you always know their names because the huntsman is always saying, oh, for God's sake, Clementine, where are you going? And I was all set for you to say, oh, no, show dogs are different, but they're clearly not.
No, they hunt the same way they live. You know, you get the pack going one direction and the one's off to this way. And you're like, what is happening? They just have a mind of their own. They end up getting back to it. They end up getting back to where they're supposed to be. But it's just, you're like, what route are you taking to get there? And they are the same way to show. You know, one minute they'll be fantastic. And like you can see in the hound group, we had to wait a little bit longer to get to the table. And I could just feel in that moment that he was going to be wild. It was all I could do to like slow him down. And he still was like, yeah, like hopping and jumping. And I'm just like, all right, get it out. And then let's get it back together. So it's like, you got to know when to fight him and know when to not. And he was just like, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to be good. And then the next night he was perfect. You never know what they're going to do. It's like, they're going to be themselves. And it's like, the more you fight it, you're not going to have a good time. But if you just let them do it, you're not going to go a day without laughing.
So you're saying it felt as if it was over in a minute, but in fact, that's 18 years worth of creation.
Yeah. Yeah. For him. Yeah, for sure. With our team. I mean, I started when I was 9, so it's technically 33 years ago. I've been dreaming of that moment. So to say it did not disappoint is an understatement.
Well, we know what's next for Buddy because he told the Palm Springs Post what's next for Buddy.
Yeah.
Including that tactful mention of girls. I thought that
yes.
was very... What's next for you?
I'm just going to keep showing. I kind of, about 2 years ago, slowed down a little bit. So I'm not going every single weekend. So I get a couple more weekends off and trying to have somewhat of a normal life and not be on the road all the time. But yeah, I'm still showing. I have my breeding program. I really want to focus on my breeding program and really trying to keep improving the breed as much as I can. We lost a couple really good breeders over the last few years. So there's not as many of us in this country. So I'm definitely trying to stay the course. When you full-time handle, it's really hard to breed and raise puppies because you're gone all the time. Luckily, my husband has the patience of a saint and absolutely adores the puppies. So I can shoot off to some shows and come back home. And he's got everybody just as perfect as when I left. So it's definitely a team effort. I just keep trying to do that and making sure people remember the breed and know what they are. And I try to keep them as stubbornly adorable as they are.
Do you think the win is likely to raise the profile? And is this altogether a good thing?
I think it's a great thing. I don't think it's like they're going to be out of control and everyone's going to want one. You know, the first thing out of my mouth is this breed is not for everyone. They are hounds and they are going to be bad and you're going to regret getting one for the first 2 years of their life. They're super cute puppies, but when they hit 1 to 2, you're like, why did I do this? And then they get back to their perfect selves, but they go through a stage that is really hard and you've got to have the temperament. You've got to know what you're getting. And so I don't think it's going to be a win that's going to ruin the breed. And there's not enough of us breeders out there. So, you know, it's truly like you can want one all day long, but you better be ready to wait. For me, it's like, it doesn't really change a whole lot because we're going to be as diligent as ever, making sure they end up in the right homes with the right people that can put up with them because they're not easy. So I think what is going to be great is when you say PBGB, people aren't going to look at you like you have lost your mind. And they're not going to think of you like, okay, lady.
I'm sorry. Whatever. Is that the stuff you get at the smoke shop?
Yes. Exactly. Or they're like peanut butter and jelly. So I feel like now we're going to have less of that. People will know what they are. Is that the breed like Buddy Holly? And it's like, yes. That to us is very exciting just to get some recognition that way. I mean, just winning under those judges was such a huge honor. All of those people, every step of the way, have just been such important figures in our sport. And I can't express the honor it was to win under that quality of judges. So that truly is still what gets me. Like, that's why I still can't watch it because I'm just like, I won under those people. Like, they chose him. And just to hear his name, like the PBGB says, that part was surreal. It really was.